time to catch the beat for Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign. And Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Featuring three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Jane Addams Bookshop is at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign, online at Jane Addams, that's A-D-D-A-M-S, books.com. As always on WEFT, the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Inc., Station Management, the Board of Directors, or the WEFT Associates. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I'm particularly pleased to welcome Judy Elmore, who has managed Jane Addams Bookshop since 2009 and has stepped up to underwrite this show. That delights me, first, because you want to support WEFT, and second, because I'm by profession a book designer and a lover of books and bookshops, and I have loved Jane Addams since long before your time. Since I moved to town in 1996, I immediately discovered what a wonderful place it is. So here's a thank you in person from me. And okay, that's enough from me. Let's get to you and get the good stories. You grew up in Urbana and your husband in Champaign with a few years out of state for college. And you're active in this community. In your earlier years, you worked at the Urbana Free Library. And your two children are at Edison Middle School, one at Booker T. Washington. So you are deeply woven into things in this community. And Jane Addams has been in business since 1984, established and run by Flora Faraci. She was ready to retire, and so in 2009, your in-laws bought the shop from her, and you took over management. And you have kept it going for 16 years, which is a major accomplishment in these days of challenges for independent bookstores. Tell us how you approach running the bookshop, getting to know the market, learning the strengths and challenges. You've made it your focus to learn how to best serve the community. So this is your chance, Judy. I'll finally let you talk.
Well, hi, Cope. So I love this community. I have grown to love it even more running the Jane Addams Bookshop. It has shown me that community support goes much farther than trying to get online business. As a bookshop, we contend with online and dips in economy and such, and we have dealt with those problems as well. And it's all just a matter of believing that you can provide something for the community that they want. And I fully believe that used books are something that we as a community treasure, especially our community, but many communities treasure books. But I think Champaign-Urbana definitely is a book lover's place.
It was a pleasure to sit at the table by your door the other day and watch the stream of young people, quite young people, walking in and just knowing where they were going and heading off to find books. Attracting young people to reading is not the easiest thing these days.
No, I would definitely agree. Even with my own children, it's a challenge to get them to read, whether it's for pleasure or even for their schooling. I mean, schools no longer really make you read an entire book. You read excerpts. And I think that takes away from reading for kids. When you don't get the whole story and you're just getting excerpts, I'm not sure you're able to comprehend what an author was providing. It is a hard situation for teachers and students and booksellers and book lovers to see that books are not treasured as highly as they used to be, I guess, or stories, and to see that kids still gravitate towards that, especially when you have books like the Dogman series and Bad Guys, which are bringing a new way of reading to kids via their comics interwoven into the story. And it's a delight to watch kids find those and become excited about that and then move on to more advanced graphic novels. And then they move from graphic novels into more advanced young adult novels. And right now I am a mentor at Jefferson for a sixth grader. And we meet in the library and we talk about the books that she wants to read, that she has read. To be able to watch that develop is a delight.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about how you found your way into the book world, because you've had a number of different experiences before that.
I grew up in Urbana. I think it was 5 years old or 6 years old, I was given my first library card for the children's department at the Urbana Free Library, and my parents took me multiple times a week. They still go multiple times a week. And so I grew up going to the Urbana Free Library. I loved it. And I loved books and I loved stories. And I never realized that you could really, well, yes, you know that you can have a job in that situation. You don't really think about going into books. And so I always went to college and then I came back and I got a job at, I wanted to go to library sciences, but I was taking a year off. In that year, I worked at the Urbana Free Library, which was a joy because I had always wanted to work there after growing up there. And so after I was working there for a while, I ended up actually meeting my husband. Other things occurred and I didn't end up going to library sciences, but I tried to stay on top of books. I really enjoyed really getting into reading during that period of my time. And then in 2009, I was offered this position and it was just kind of a dream come true, like to get to work with books of all ages. That's one of my biggest things is I love new books. They are great. I love walking into a new bookstore and seeing all the pristine copies, but there's just something about used copies when I come across something from 1920s and you have somebody's inscription in there that they wrote Merry Christmas to somebody for their fifth birthday or fifth Christmas. And it was just like, that person is aged. And it's like, but that still is a sentiment we still do. That is something in human nature that we continue to pass on, wanting to give something to somebody to enjoy. Watching, being able to see books continue to be that is a delight. Being able to give somebody a used book from many, many years ago that might be special to them because it was the year they were born or that edition is out of print. And it's just the little things that you can do for people with used books is incredible.
What was the process for you of learning the book business for Jane Addams, used books and whatever you do online, and figuring out what your customers wanted and shaping the business in the ways that interested you?
Well, it's been a 16-year process so far, and I'm still adjusting to the community's wants, customer wants. But I came into it with a little knowledge of sales, of how business worked from being a sales administrator at Horizon Hobby. So I knew a bit about the online presence in the world and selling online and things like that. I knew kind of where it was. And it was like, well, you just apply it to books, right? It's, you know, the same concept. Used books are a much different place. And it was a learning curve to understand you can't just say all books are this price. We now say all books are half price. If they're in print, and we get it, it's a half price of the retail price. If it's not in print, then we need to look it up because that retail price is no longer valid. And so then we have to adjust how we look at the book. And so that was a steep learning curve to figure out how to look up books. And Flora taught us as much as she could. But she even said, a lot of it just comes with time and feel. You can't just know how to do it and be successful. You have to know what trends, what people are wanting, what condition of books people really want to have offered to them what types of books and what genres of books. I mean, we found out that our romance was not very large. We just didn't have a lot of selection of romance. We didn't even have a romance section until a year ago. And I looked into it and it was just like, there's this entire community that we're missing because we weren't bringing in that type of book. And people were then not bringing those books to us because we weren't taking them. And so now things like that, I've learned how to adjust to. And now I just tell people, bring all your books in. I have no idea what I want. Bring them all in.
So what's that process? People bring you books that they no longer want?
Yes. So we do store credit for books. People, they can bring in a bag of books or they can bring in a large quantity of books. We do prefer people contact us if they're going to bring in a whole bunch of books, but we are great with people just stopping by with a bag of books and we go through them. We offer store credit. It's not a lot. It's usually our starting amounts are around $2 for a hardcover and $1 for a paperback, but we do look at every single book and judge from that what we should actually give in store credit versus just a blanket amount. So we really try and look through the books with our best knowledge.
You told me that you also pass on a lot of books and you have a pretty active donation program. What happens there?
People bring us their books and sometimes people just donate books to us. But when we go through them, we offer to then donate the books on that we don't want. There are books that either we have too many copies, the condition is not of the quality that we want. There's various other reasons we don't take a book, but we want to still be able to pass those books on. So we offer to donate them on to, we donate to the Champaign Library. We've donated to Books for Prisoners. We've donated to Orphan's Treasure Box. We've donated to Salt and Light. We've donated to the Urbana Free Library. We kind of share the love, but we like to pass along the books because we know in our community, books are truly loved.
You have 70,000 books on your shelves. They're organized. You have a wonderful store map. I picked up a copy the other day with many, many specialized sections. What are most popular and how do you acquire for the ones that you know are going to be wanted?
Well, our most popular is fiction. It always will be, but it's also our largest section. But the most popular, I would say, of the nonfiction, of the smaller sections, philosophy is a section that we will expand if we get an entire estate, because we will take as many philosophy books as we can if they're not written in, which is the biggest problem with philosophy books. That's a great section. We have a mythology section that it used to be an entire bookshelf, but we cannot get enough to keep in for people to keep that much space open for it. So it's been reduced, but it is constantly, we're trying to keep mythology, folklore books in. So it's interesting, like, to see these smaller sections just get picked over. And the only way we can refill it really is by getting books from the community. Sometimes I go out to estate sales. If I know specifically there are going to be books there, we do get calls from people to look at their estates, whether it's professors or people who are downsizing. Sometimes I'll go into there and I'll be able to pick out entire like collection of books that will fit into a specific genre in our store or a specific section. And that way I can keep those sections filled. But it is hard because people love books. They love, once they find out we have a new selection of a popular, like if we get a whole bunch of graphic novels in and I announce it, within a week, it's been probably halved. So it's just one of those, you know, it's people want the books and I'm here to provide them.
What's the proportion of your business that you sell physical books from the store and then online?
We probably have about a 70-30 split. 30% of our sales are online. That is either through our own website, but we also do list on Amazon and Biblio through their third-party selling services.
You post individual titles there.
Yes, we list our books on the sites, but we don't have all our books on those sites because it costs money to list. So you can find all of our books on our website. Any book in the store is on our website.
Who are your customers?
We generally see people of all ages, get a lot of students, especially at the beginning of the year when they're before they're swamped in schoolwork and testing. But we get a lot of the college students come in and explore, and that's a delight. And then we see a lot of families. We see a lot of parents who will bring their kids in throughout the years. And I've seen multiple kids grow up. That's been a delight to me. So that's a fun thing. And then the older generation, older in the sense of like kids have left the home. We see a lot of people who are looking for books that they've been wanting to read, but they haven't had a chance. Or they wanted to pass it along because they read it when they were a kid and they want their children to experience it or somebody to experience it. So we see a lot of the older generation looking for books for nostalgia or to pass along, and it's delightful.
What do you have in your collection of special books, signed and first editions, particularly fine printings, collectible books?
When we get books from the community, we do stumble upon really collectible books that are amazing. We see them all from first editions of Dickens to specialized editions of graphic novels to first editions of out of print books like Stephen King. We'll see signed books from a lot of recent authors is what we see most of our signed books. And many of those actually get put out into the store. So you'll stumble upon signed books throughout the store. Ones that are more valuable, we keep up front. One of the things I've noticed is we tend to see a lot of young adult novels that are first editions from many years ago, some of them 1800s and on. It's amazing. Those are the ones that tend to be the most wanted, the most sought after, are the young adult novels. So that's a delight to me. I love that books can be special to someone no matter what the book is. It's special to me because it's special to me. It's not because everybody else has it or everybody else wants it. So that's what I love seeing. Books invoke memories that people have from their childhood. If you read a story that you read as a kid, it's like takes you back to that moment, and it gives you that feeling that you had as a kid of how joyful it was to read a story, how you could escape and not escape, but adventure into another person's imagination. And it is a wonderful thing.
What do you like to read?
I am a big fan of fantasy and adventure fantasy in particular. But then I'm also a big fan of modern literature, modern fiction. Anthony Dewar, Barbara Kingsolver, even Toni Morrison. I mean, that kind of modern fiction. Fantasy is my escapism. My favorite fantasy author is Raymond Feist.
I enjoyed hearing from you the other day that you are very happy about having your new neighbor, the literary, down the street. I was a little concerned because downtown Champaign is small. And I thought, boy, two bookstores. But you do have a good relationship. Tell me about that.
The literary down the street is an independent new bookshop, which is a very different business than used books. Like I said earlier, walking into a new bookstore, you see the stacks of pristine copies of all the newest bestsellers. And that's awesome to have. I want more of those all over, but it's expensive, I know. But the literary is great to have downtown to be able to push people towards a new book if they're looking for a new book, especially of anything that's a most recent publication, because we aren't going to have things usually about, it takes a year to 2 years for books to start trickling into us that have been published. So you won't find a lot of the new bestsellers at our store until 2 years later. So it's great to see the literary downtown to fill that void. Plus, they have events that are just great. They have various book clubs, various book events. They have a wonderful space for people to just gather and enjoy a reading. It is wonderful to have them downtown.
And you're not able to host so many events just because your space isn't set up for that.
Right. Our space was not developed to have events, and therefore there's no good way of creating a space for enough people to enjoy something for it to work in our store. And while I love having people in the store, and we do have some very small events, the events that the literary puts on, it fills a need in this community that we were unable to fill.
Well, and they have at least one thing going on every single day.
Yeah, and it's great. I think for our book community, it is a necessary thing, and they have really stepped up and filled that.
What's your sense of downtown Champaign? Things have changed so much in recent years, and restaurants are, you know, I walk down the street and it's, wow, I've never even been in these places. How is that as a community for Jane Addams Books?
It is wonderful to see the change, to see businesses come. We are sad when businesses leave, but we have started seeing more and more businesses stay, and that is great. We are very happy when we get new cuisine restaurants, because those bring new demographics down to us. A lot of times, unless you are brought downtown, you don't venture downtown. And so once you've been brought downtown and you see what's here, that's when you start venturing downtown to spend time there. So I think all these new places, they just bring new people downtown, and it's great. I also love the plaza that they are developing in front of One Main. It is a great space. It's lovely to sit around and gather. The farmers market there is wonderful. So I really think doing more things like that, where you're driving the community to be down here in these spaces that we have developed for the community, is great.
Are there any other things that you would like people to know about the shop, about what you offer, about what you think about things going on in town?
One, I think everyone should come downtown for the Parade of Lights on November 29th. Mm-hmm. And during that day is Shop Small Saturday. So that is really important for a lot of the small businesses in town to be a part of that, of the shopping season. So that's a big one. But I also, as our business, the Jane Addams Bookshop, we offer to look for books if people can't find a book that they've been trying to find for time. We are happy to find books for people. We're happy to order books for people that they want a specific book that we don't have, the literary doesn't have it. We're happy to order books like that too.
And for anyone who doesn't know the shop, I just want to say what a remarkable place it is simply to come in and feel like you're almost in someone's home. There are three floors. There are all kinds of little quiet nooks and places to sit and read books. It's a very special place just to spend time.
It is very enjoyable to spend time here. During COVID, we were closed, and I had to come in and I fulfilled any online orders. But during that time, I would actually spend a lot of time up on the third floor just enjoying being surrounded by books. And so I love it when people are able to come, and just the fascination of being in a place that is wall-to-wall books wherever you turn is, it's so fun, and people love it, and people come and tell me all the time how much they love it. And to just keep that feeling going is definitely something that I strive to do.
How was COVID for your business? What did you find that you needed to do to keep things going?
For COVID, what we did was we allowed curbside pickup. So people could order books through us through the website, or just sending me an email worked too. And we could then package books up and people could come pick them up during certain hours every day. We figured out online ordering took a huge spike then. I mean, everybody was ordering books online. So that worked out for us. Bookshop.org started then, which is, you can order, it's an Amazon alternative. You order your books through bookshop.org, and they don't actually, the profit all goes back to bookshops affiliates. So we have a link on our website that you can click. And if you click and order books through that link, then we get the profit from that sale. So that was a big help throughout COVID. And then just the community was very supportive. I mean, they just, in various ways, whether it was, we did an art collaboration with someone, with Eka, and that worked out really well. Just the little things, like we opened up again back in, I think it was July, just on the weekends, and people were so supportive. They came out in droves, and it was great. The community itself is what propelled us through.
And it's very interesting seeing the changes that came about after people went through that experience, and really now valuing community more so, and really wanting to be in person more so, since we know we can't take it for granted anymore. Do you have any words for people, for book lovers and people who might think about running a bookshop? Anything, things you particularly enjoy, your favorite moments in the bookshop?
No customer is the same. Not even the same person will come in the same, looking for the same thing. You can never, I love my customers because I can develop a relationship with each one of them, and it's not the same. And I think if you enjoy people and you enjoy community, running a bookshop is going to get you both of those things.
Do you end up recommending things to the customers that you've known over time?
I do. Some customers I know, when I'll see a book come in, either, I mean, we keep a list actually in our database of people to contact for certain books. They've requested it. So that is something we do as well. You can ask us to let you know if we get a certain author or a certain title in. That is something that we do. But there are some people I know that we've developed over the past 16 years. I mean, some of our customers have been coming here since the store opened. So they know the store better than I do sometimes. It is a great thing to be able to have a book that says, oh, I thought of you when I saw this book come in. The appreciation that I get from that is so fulfilling. So that is one of the things that keeps me going.
Well, Judy, that's about all the time we have in Catch the Beat. And I just want to thank you for this time today and for what you bring to the community. And for supporting community radio.
Happy to do it. We really love it.
Okay. That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat. I give a hearty thanks to Judy Elwood of Jane Addams Bookshop, who's kept the business running strong for 16 years as a book lover and savant. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop, which particularly delights me. Be sure to visit them at 208 North Neal Street and enjoy all three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. And you can find out all you need to know online at janeadamsbooks.com. That's Adams with two D's. You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming on weft.org. All episodes of Catch the Beat are archived on the WEFT website at weft.org under Public Affairs. You can also listen to live stream and archive shows on the WEFT app, available on your favorite app store. With my thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.
This is WEFT Champaign.